For years, the people of Gotham City have asked, who is he? This fall, they'll be asking, who is she? Batman, the mystery of the Batwoman. Coming fall 2003, only on DVD and video.
Sounds like something Wayne was at.
But then I told him, I said, Wayne, we know you're not that evil. After what we saw.
What? You are a good Samaritan, what, my friend. I don't know why you put up this front.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Did you talk about that shit?
Motherfuckers.
Fuck you.
I have no idea what you mean, sir.
Hey, what are you talking about, Wayne? What are you talking about?
You sent me that shit now, motherfucker.
What are you talking about, Wayne?
I knew that shit. Out of all the people who are going to fuck me over with that thing, I knew it'd be you two cunts. Fuck
we don't know what you're talking about, Wayne. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, I'll wait and see.
Yeah. We don't know what you're talking about. I don't get what you're talking about. What are you talking about, Wayne?
You bastard.
No, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah,
I can, you motherfucker. Give you that. I knew that all the motherfuckers that were going to give me shit.
What are you talking about, Wayne? We don't know what you're talking about, so why don't you just tell us what it's about, since you think we know what we're talking about here.
Wayne, please elaborate.
What you're saying about how I'm very caring and very nice and that fucking...
You're very polite and proper. You very care and respect people. We know that. That's the truth. That's true fact. Yeah, so we know you're putting up this front on these shows that you like, no, oh, I'm the biggest asshole you'll ever meet and stuff like that. That's all a front. We know
the moment
that.
I
we
got that award, I said they don't fucking know me well enough because I'm a complete cunt.
Apparently not. Apparently, because you know what? I've realized that me and Cody don't know you enough to the point out of these shows. And now we realize who you really are and your true nature is that you're a fucking Care Bear.
Fuck off. Yeah, I'm the most caring man alive.
Wayne, I got a question for you. Where have your balls gone?
I don't know. They kind of vanish. In this cold weather, they vanish pretty easily, actually.
Apparently they vanished once you posted that photo.
I thought you were supposed to be like the vicious wolf. What the fuck happened with that? I
am a vicious wolf, thank you much, but a wolf can be
really? I don't think wolves go after fucking care and passion awards, man.
I don't go after that shit.
I don't think that's how it works.
They give me that shit because I'm the best. Best ever. That's what. That shit falls apart without me.
Yeah. The best ever be a lion, motherfucker.
Fucking
ever.
They play that every time I walk into that shop. They play that Karate Kid song.
Oh,
every
yeah,
fucking
yeah, you know, fuck everybody, man. Bunch of cunts, man. Fucking sheep. Nah, that's all lies, man.
I can't believe you've been lying to us this long, Wayne.
Wow, man, that is amazing.
And how excessive you are. Whatever. You're the nicest guy we know.
Wow, I knew that shit's gonna fucking backfire on me.
Cody, have you ever received a Care and Passionate Award?
I don't know.
I don't think I have either. So, wow, Cody is worse than you, Wayne.
They had to give me that award. No, read that shit. They can't even spell correctly. My own fucking boss.
I didn't need to read it. All I saw was the Karen Passion.
Obviously, Wayne, you care enough about it to post it up, man. So, I mean...
yeah, I'm sure. That's my ego, man. That's me saying, look how fucking good I am.
Oh, ego. Okay.
I'm the best.
That's something screwed.
You just got done telling me 2 hours before you posted that shit, you shouldn't care about a woman. And now you tell me your ego.
Why do you think I posted that shit? I actually spoke about that with Luke on the show about that. And the first thing that came,
I can't wait to hear your next week episode now. What are you talking about? Oh, man. So I thought you was a dangerous lone wolf, and it turns out you a Care Bear.
Fuck you all. Fuck you all. Mystery of the Batwoman. Fuck you all.
You're a fucking fraud. You're my two-faced and Harvey Dent, man.
Did you call me a prawn? What did you call me a prawn?
You can be
a fraud.
Oh, you call
you're me a fucking sheep now.
I'm not a fucking sheep. You're all sheep.
Apparently you are too now. Welcome to the club.
Fantastic Four loving bastard boy.
Hey, Cody, you know what else made Wayne a sheep too? He looked in the door at that Star Wars trailer that came out.
I will, I will, I will be a sheep with that shit. I saw that shit boring, motherfuckers. I was up early, fucking.
The club, Wayne. What took you so long to get to the sheep field?
I'm no sheep. I'm the herder. They follow me. They follow to the beat of my drum. They're the sheep.
You might have done the truth. After you received your Care and Passion Award, they will be following you now.
I'm taking that shit down.
Next thing you know he's going to tell us, Cody, is he gets down with God next.
Hey! No, that's getting offensive. God's a cunt. God never fucking won a camp. He gave me that
shit on purpose.
I know nothing good comes with it. He gave me that award so you motherfuckers can give me shit about it. That's the only fucking reason God did that shit.
He'll put up that care and passion award next to his cross.
I do not care. No passionate.
Oh, Wayne.
Evil so, motherfucker.
Oh, Wayne, he's so nice. I didn't know that. Oh, man. He's probably the most respectable guy out of all of us. Wow.
Yeah, he really is. Stand-up guy. Mr. Wayne Smell, folks.
I hate you both so much.
You know what? I'm going to take your photo down off the site and put that award up on there. I have it saved already, by the way.
Oh, you piece of shit. I was trying
to...
delete
it. I don't give a shit.
Fucking bastard.
You know what? I should have Craig make our new artwork and have Wayne holding that award up.
I'll give that award back. I don't deserve it.
You do deserve it. You're a good man.
Yeah, but not for caring and passionate. For hardest worker that ever lived, yeah.
No, you're caring and passionate.
That's what the award said. It didn't say anything about hardest working.
Yeah.
They gave that shit to...
It means you care about people.
See, yeah. They gave that shit to me because they didn't want me to leave, see? They were sucking up to me because the fucking sheep have got to follow me. They want me... They need me there.
So basically what you're telling us is you're Moses, then.
I'm Steve Jobs to their Apple, all right?
You're telling us you're Moses, basically. You believe in God. You're telling us you're Moses because they're following you.
No, so, Moses is a sheep.
Yeah.
He gets given a bunch of fucking rocks and he follows. That's a sheep.
You just got a piece of paper and now they're following you. So, like you're Moses.
Wayne is Moses, my God.
Wayne is Moses. Wow.
Care and passion. I don't care about nothing. And I'm passionate about nothing.
Apparently you do now. Damn, this is, you know what? People save the date. Save the date today. It is April 19th, 2015. Wayne Smell not only became a sheep by loving the Star Wars trailer like everyone else.
Nothing wrong
but
with
he
that.
Also received a care and passion award for his niceness, kindness, and his good hardworking skills to deliver niceness to people. Wow. What a great day.
Oh, I knew I should never put that shit up.
Welcome to the new Wayne, the 2015
there
Wayne.
There is no such thing as a new Wayne. He's a bastard.
Yeah, we just found him.
The full-fledged bastard. Proud
yeah,
of him.
Yeah, welcome. You know, you're not a bastard anymore to us now. You are the nicest guy we know. So next time I put that polling up, I'll just leave you out of it because you're just too nice.
Yeah, right. how can I be nice and carry when I won that poll by a mile?
Well, you know what, Cody? I bet if I put that poll up now after we didn't said you won that award, I wonder what
That's because your fans are sheep. They'll follow whatever you say.
I bet you don't get any of the votes now after that. Matter of fact, that is the next polling of the week. Do you think Wayne has gotten soft?
I thought you were going to say who's the most caring and passionate of the movie spoilers crew.
Yeah. Watch, Wayne's going to vote every day now. Just
to make sure I lose, yes. Keep voting for you.
People, welcome to Spoiling at the Movies.
Oh, fuck you all.
Of the Batwoman. I am your spoiling host with the most, but not according to Wayne, the phenomenal one.
I'm the other host, Cody.
I am the most caring and passionate person alive, apparently, Wayne.
Yes.
Yes. Hey guys, I just want to make sure we put enough care and passion into this episode. So there you go, a little inspiration right
you
there.
You motherfucker, yo, yo. Putting that fucking.
You know what, Wayne? You know what? I'm taking this away from you. You can't see Mad Max. You're not ready for it.
I'm ready for it. I am ready. Look at that. I got my pen. I got my badge. You got my photo.
You stop putting this front on now. You know you don't want to see that. You want to see Age of Adeline. That's what you want to see.
See what?
Yeah, that's what you want to see. You want to see a romantic drama movie.
I don't mind seeing a good romance film. I'll go watch The Longest Ride. Sounds like a porno.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Wow.
Wow. This is people, I want you to see the new Wayne. The new improved
fuck's
Wayne.
We're meant to be reviewing a film here, not talking about my pathetic life.
No, I actually want to talk more about this.
That's much more interesting than this film.
I'm about to say, this movie could have been straight to the TV animated series, but yeah, I didn't want it to degrade the animated series. But yeah, Wayne, come on now. Wayne, what else? What are you going to do so passionate tomorrow? That's what I want to know. Are you going to buy your father a new car?
Square on the balls. That's what I'll be doing.
Are you going to give sandwiches to the homeless? What are you going to do?
It doesn't say anything about me caring and being passionate on that.
Bullshit. That's just like the top title words.
No, it's not. It's recognizing, celebrating you, meaning me, because they should celebrate me because I'm a fucking god in that place.
Because you're caring and passionate to people.
Yeah, so you are like God. Yeah, caring and passionate.
Yeah.
God's not caring. He's a bastard.
But you care. That's what matters.
I do care. I do care. I care.
Oh, he's at you. He's at it.
He was. There you go.
I care. I care. I care about giving fans good shows. Yeah, entertainment galore. That's what I care about. I care about no fucking awards.
Take a photo and put I care at the bottom of
it. I'm surprised FilmSack didn't get up and pinch this from me when I was fucking getting accepted in this award. Fucking fat cunt with these.
That's
fucking
why when they won, you was up there shaking their hands and talking about congratulations to you guys. This is so passionate what you guys do and stuff like that because, you know, because you're caring and passionate. We know that.
I am not caring. I am not passionate. I am evil, lone wolf bastard.
So you know Luke is probably looking to replace you now in the show, now that you're all caring and passionate and not feel great anymore.
Replace me with who? Who? Fucking Hector the Cripple?
Oh, shit. I'm about to say any of us now, because now we're all worse than you, so.
Fucking
seriously.
Hector the fucking wheelchair. You
say what? You fire it up when if you're caring and passionate is what I want to know.
Because I care about passion about fire it up. I care about bringing the pain.
You can't fire it up with all that care and passion in your heart, man. It's just about hatred.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Even I know that. I'm not a fucking job.
Mystery of the Batwoman, people. Let's get this shit started.
Really? try
to change that subject, huh, Wayne? Huh?
There's nothing to talk about. I am just brilliant. That's all. And that's why I won that.
Talk about Wayne.
Well, that's Wayne, since this is your movie, because you're so caring and passionate to deliver it to us. why don't you go ahead and give us a plot synopsis of your movie?
I didn't make the movie.
Well, it's your movie, your week, and you know what? You know, I'm glad this is your week, because this really is your week, big guy.
Oh, this shit's going to fucking drive me insane.
We're fucking proud. Cody, tell me you're proud of him.
Man, Wayne, I am so proud of you, man. You inspire me, Wayne. You inspire me.
Suck my dick then, Cody, you fucking sheep motherfucker.
No, I won't go that far, but you inspire me anyway, Wayne.
You know what? I bet he's so caring and passionate, Cody, I bet he would undoubtedly unzip his pants for you. You wouldn't have to do it for him.
So Mystery of the Batwoman, people.
Man, that is so, Wayne, wow.
And you know what? He brought up the Fantastic Four trailer because, you know what? He was thinking about you, Cody. That's the passion.
Are you thinking about me, Wayne?
I can't wait to get to LA. I'm going to castrate you motherfuckers. Look at that.
My heart is pounding through my chest right now. Look at that. Oh my goodness.
We knew you loved us.
Oh, rip that fucking heart out of your body, Cody.
Look, I wish I could hug right now, Wayne.
I wish we could hug you right now.
You pull a hug on me, I'll Ronda Rousey your ass. You fucking arm.
No, you wouldn't. You're just putting up a front right now. We know. You're trying to tell the listeners that you're some badass, but you're really a soft Care Bear. We love you for that, Wayne.
I hate you. I hate you too so much.
You're like since you're a wolf, you're like that fox from Fox and the Hound, the Disney movie or whatever. That's like you. You're like that now. You're
I haven't
Karen.
Seen that shit. Do I look like
you don't have to see it. You don't have to see it, Wayne. We know how you are. It's okay. It's okay, big guy.
Mystery of the Batwoman, people.
That's why he likes Stallone so much, people, because he feels sorry for the way he talks and he wants to help him. That's why.
Mystery of the Batwoman, people.
He has a soft spot for retarded directors.
Mystery of the Batwoman is a bad.
Go ahead, Wayne. Continue with your synopsis.
My head's got a I got such a headache and I can't focus now.
Oh, that care rushes to your brain, man. I know it's a lot to take in.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give a short synopsis. This is about a bunch of sluts dressed up as fucking Batwoman trying to take over fucking the fucking Rupert Thorne, the Penguin, and the guy looks like Idris Elba because they're all criminals
you
making
shut
a fucking
your goddamn mouth.
I do not look nothing like Idris
Elba. Just like Idris Elba.
Idris Elba's bald-headed? Hold on.
Idris Elba has been bald-headed. What are you talking?
More Denzel from Equalizer than fucking Idris Elba, but okay, hey.
They look alike. What's wrong with that?
Okay, Wayne. People, that's how Wayne cares so much. He wants to give an ugly actor some talent and love. That's what, which, by the way, that guy, that black dude in here was horrible.
Exactly. Idris Elba.
That nigga was terrible.
What was his name?
Our rules.
Yeah, Carlton Duquesne. Okay, that's what his name was.
Duquesne. I love that name. It's a great name, Duquesne. Sounds like a true gangster.
Yeah, it was a good name. It was made for a white guy, but you know. And you're talking about all these girls are the sluts, Wayne. Nah, Bruce Wayne's the biggest slut.
See, actually, that's the one thing I did like about this. It was more, you see a lot more Bruce Wayne than you do a fucking... What's wrong with it being a slut? You males can be sluts. Nothing wrong with that.
And I was going to say, though, it's not so much that you say you get to see Bruce Wayne. No, it's not just because you get to see Bruce Wayne. It's the first time you get to see Bruce Wayne be a man whore.
And nothing wrong with that.
Dating Barbara apparently at one time, dude. What the hell? Like, she's like 10 years younger than him.
He's not dating. He's trying to avoid her ass when he's...
When he was dating Duquesne, I remember at the end of the movie, I just looked at that and was just like, did you check her ID?
He doesn't need to. He's Batman.
Yeah, but I don't know. Some police officers would be like, what are you doing with this girl? This girl clearly still lives at home and shit. I'm just like, I don't know, man. You should check that age first.
He's Bruce Wayne. He don't need to check nothing. Multi-beanie.
Oh, but how good that barber looked. Oh, my God. Mm.
She only in it for like 2 seconds.
My cartoon crush right there. Oh, God. Oh, Barbara.
I forgot you all about Barbara.
Oh, Barbara. Because I don't know if you guys remember, but in the animated series, there was a part where Dick Grayson had said that, you know, pretty much that Bruce and Barbara had a little thing going on or whatever. And I didn't remember this part in the movie. When I saw it again, I was like, holy shit, they showed that in here? I was like, Barbara, oh, she got the house for Bruce. I was like, Bruce is the pimp in this motherfucker, right? I was like, God damn. That was the first time I saw Bruce with personality when he crumbled that paper up, though. I was like, oh, right. He can move.
That's something you would fucking do.
Nah, fuck that. Is Barbara. Dude, come on now. Shit. Cody, no, that's my cartoon crush. Come on.
Yep. That's it.
Oh, Barbara, you like the gingerhead, do you?
Oh, man, I'm just telling you right now, somebody draw me on some paper next to that, and
Craig, get to work on that in the next artwork.
Yeah, you know how you like Ronda Rousey whooping your ass? Batgirl can kick my ass anytime. I'm telling you that right now. Oh, that red hair. Oh, God. Oof. Oh, that bitch in Batman and Robin, she fucked it up for me. I'm not going to lie. I was like, Jesus.
But Batman, he had his selection in this. He was chatting up a fucking blonde bitch nerd. Fucking decayed daughter, fucking bloody...
Damn, blonde bitch nerd.
Well, she was a blonde bitch nerd. I can't remember, what was her fucking... I don't know, blonde bitch nerd.
That's so cute, putting up your front right now. That's
Fuck you.
We know he know her name and stuff like that. He just signed a play.
He's trying to be extra vulgar for this shit.
What is it? I don't know what her name is. I actually couldn't tell you.
How could you not know what her name is after that lovely Spanish song at the end with the
credits? Oh, I love that song. That's a great song.
What the hell was that, Cody?
I do not know. I'm still trying to figure that out.
When it ended, I was expecting some music and then the credits rolled. When they was doing that shit and they showed that Bruce Wayne shot of him smiling and they said, Kevin Conroy's Batman Bruce Wayne, I looked at that and was just like, when the fuck have they ever done this for Batman? I was like, damn.
Yeah,
this is like a love boat.
Yeah.
it was the intro music that fucking was weird. It was just like...
Oh, well, yeah, that too.
It was a dude, like a fucking one... It was like, where the hell is the big epic Batman kind of score? Like, oh, no, we're going to play this fucking weird little piano keys. And
the fans of Batman, this is the movie that they hated the most.
True.
I remember when this came out, fans was not happy with this fucking film. I don't know how they stand on it now, but I remember they were pissed.
I can kind of see why.
Yeah, I can too.
Can and can't. There's a lot of... I've seen worse films involving
it's not
Batman.
Horrible. But
no,
it is very much a missed opportunity, in my opinion.
Well, I was reading a review from a fan, and they were talking about he did alone. He was talking about how, you know, some of the other films that were better than this, and he brought up Public Enemies, and I was kind of like, actually, I would kind of put Public Enemies on par after we saw it again. I was like, the biggest thing with that one was just Batman and Superman together, because I think this one at least has more of a story going forward that was actually not as fucked up as Public Enemy was, if you ask me. But, I don't know. I thought it was more in the range of like a 3-star movie.
To me, this seemed like, as you said, it seemed like an extended episode. That's all it really seemed like.
Probably would have been better had it been an episode, and they could have broke it up into 3 parts.
Yeah, probably.
Because I actually liked the mystery of the Batwoman thing that they had going. I thought they kind of. I don't think they should have actually revealed that in the movie. I think they should have let Batman found that out. Well, he did find it out, but I think he should have been the one to pull the masks or whatever and shit.
Right.
Turned out to be Tim Drake or something.
No. Oh, which, by the way, he said your famous line. He said it was tight, yo.
Oh, yeah. When the fuck did he turn into Drake Courtney?
I ain't gonna, the dialogue in here was kind of, I was like shaking my head sometimes. I was like, especially with the underage girl Bruce was hitting on and her father, they were blacking them up like a motherfucker. I was like, Jesus Christ. There was some scenes with her when she was talking and she's got loud. I was just looking at her like, damn. And this is the first time I remember in a while that we saw that Warner Brothers logo with that goddamn rabbit appear at the beginning of the film.
That goddamn rabbit.
Yeah, that goddamn rabbit. No, Wayne, don't say goddamn it. That's too bad for you. Come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That sweet little cute bunny. Yeah, of course.
There you go, Wayne. Oh, see that? He's the lovable one on the site, people. Message Wayne. Tell him how much you love. Damn, it's a shame that Valentine's Day passed already, Wayne.
Yeah, I know, right?
People send you flowers and shit.
Yeah, I'll fucking stick them up your ass. Yeah. not sweet, people. I am not nice. I have my nice moments. Not many.
We basically know you do.
That's why I got that award.
Fuck the line. Where the hell did Batwoman steal the fucking glider from Green Goblin, too?
I just won three.
Oh, three, seriously. Yeah. Now, did that blonde cunt make them, or what?
Look, he's going out of his way, people.
Look at that shit.
I can't remember her name! I don't remember, how do you describe her? I can't remember her name.
You're really going out of your way for this now, Wayne. It's cute and adorable.
I can't remember her fucking name. I'm still trying to look it on the cast list.
Hey, okay, so I know...
Rocky! That's right! Rocky Balboa!
What a woman. Crazy about the animation change from this one or whatever. I don't know if you guys noticed, because I remember I was like, I didn't mind the animation. I actually liked it, but I didn't like their main villains, what they did on the animation, as Penguin, Bane, Joker, Catwoman. Did you guys look how Penguin looks so goddamn different drawn compared to like that black guy and the rest of them? I was like, damn, his animation is... His animation looked like Sarah from Boondocks once again. Like, damn, something don't fit here, and it's his ass.
Yeah. But they should never... The original anime series had that beautiful animation. And they went... I don't know why they fucking switched it. To this day, I don't think they know why they helped. Like, they lined it, up too much. The
Robin design, though, because Tim Drake was always my favorite Robin.
I still like what they did to Tim Drake in Return of the Joker. Now, that's how you fuck a character.
Oh, that was... shit, Tim Drake was in there? You sure that was him? That was a fucked up version of Baby Joker.
Which is awesome. I love that shit. That's what made that film so awesome. It's great.
You know why you love that part, Wayne? Is that because when Batman got emotional? We understand why you
love that. I love that. Because he did get emotional. That was the first time he attempted to try and kill the Joker.
That's not why you liked it. You liked it because Batman showed a sensitive side. That's why.
He did not show sensitive. He showed anger and aggression.
No, he showed sensitivity. That's what you liked out of it.
Wayne wanted to be his savior.
Yeah. You ignorant motherfucker.
Wayne said, he needs a hug right now. Let me go give him a hug right now.
Oh, yeah, I love Bane because Bane hugs people. He just tries to break their backs while he's doing it.
You would still talk sweet to Bane if he was trying to break your back, too, though.
Oh, Bane would be like, come
on.
Shit.
You'd be like, come on, don't fight me now. Let's just hug this out and we can work it together. Come on now.
Oh, I should never put that fucking thing up. I regret.
Let's go down some of the voice work, though, now.
Yes.
Kevin Conroy. Once again. You can't go wrong with Kevin Conroy, right?
The Batman.
Oh, that's Batman.
That's Batman, people. Kimberly Brooks as Kathy Duquan. Or how you pronounce her last name?
Duquesne.
Duquesne, okay.
Can't spell their last name correctly. That's not Duquesne.
Yeah, no, that's why I was looking. I was like, I thought it was
fucking S in it.
That's just the way it is.
I was like, what the fuck? Who is that now? She had her nice little moments, but there was times when she was with her father. I was just looking. I was like, Jesus, that fucking dialogue is terrible. Shit, who the fuck wrote this?
Actually, I was just looking that up. The fuck was it?
So what did you guys think about her?
She was all right. She didn't annoy me too much.
Yeah.
Like I said, she only annoyed me primarily in the parts with her father.
I was going to say, around Bruce Wayne, I actually really liked her character. But apart, when she was hanging around with her father, they did black her up, I must say.
And I got to say, even the parts with her father, though, as bad as it was, it didn't take me out of the movie. The thing about it, what it was, why the dialogue was so bad, is it just stood out from everything else. You're just like, what the fuck was that? Yeah. I don't expect that from a movie based off the animated series, you know? Shit. Especially when her father, played by Kevin Michael Richardson, Carl Shelton Duncan when he's going, my home, my rules, nigga. He's like, who the fuck are you talking to right now? These motherfuckers having breakfast at the hotel and shit. This nigga over here slamming the table. My home, my rules, bitch. Get your ass in the background, baby.
I'm surprised they let the guy who played Kramer play a black person. I thought he'd be too racist to do that.
What the fuck? What did you just say?
Isn't that his name Michael Richardson or something?
I said Kevin Michael Richards.
Who's the guy who played Kramer?
No, his name is Michael Richards, man.
Michael Richards, yeah, that's him.
This is Kevin Michael Richardson.
Oh! Well.
Wow, damn. Wayne is really going out of his way to be a bad guy. It's okay, Wayne. We know you're cute and cuddly and nice and all that. Don't worry, fuck. Wayne.
No matter what I say, now you're just going to bring that shit back.
Hey, we got Kelly, I don't know how to pronounce her last, Ripa.
It's Rocky Balboa.
Nah, she looked better than Rocky. What are you talking about?
Nah, she's blonde and stupid. Just the way you like him, honey.
That's Wayne's way of saying she's nice and cuddly.
Hey, I'd cuddle her if she was real. Fuck it, hey.
She is real. I just said her neck.
No, no, the character. Fuck that. She's probably an ugly whore.
No, she's actually pretty good looking, to be honest.
I bet she's ugly. Let's have a look.
No, I'd hit that. Yeah. Well, but then again, I don't need that.
It's P1.
Yeah, so
oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, oh, yeah. Even though she's got a couple of kids, yeah, I'll still would.
Oh, you judge her. You well, you know, I would say Wayne, but he's trying to put on the front right now. So, Cody, you the second decent guy here. So you.
She's 44 years old. There you go. But she's Catholic, so that kind of ruins it. So.
Oh, Wayne, you probably next to being Catholic, so...
Fuck you, never joke about religion with me, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're about 3 steps away from being Catholic right now. Whatever. Fine ass right now. What did you guys think of her voice work?
I thought she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
They played her very stupid, but... She's blonde.
Yeah, but she got that done.
Yeah, there were moments where they kind of played her as I like her boyfriend. He's just like, get the hell out of here. You ain't nothing to me. He was like that black dude from Boondocks from the Killer Kung Fu Wolf bit. He was like, look at you, bitch.
I like it. But why was he in Arkham? Why was he in Arkham?
Was that Arkham?
That was Arkham. That was really? Arkham. From the original show, that way they showed, that was Arkham.
Was it? Oh, really? Because that shit was brown and shit. I thought Arkham was black as fuck.
Because they showed, unless they just showed that outside shot and fucked it up, because they showed that outside shot of the original Arkham.
Yeah, I glanced the fuck over there. That was Arkham.
And then it cuts to the prison scene.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, what? He's not insane, surely. He's just a fucking prisoner.
They were just sticking anybody in fucking Arkham. I think we all can understand. It's just like, how do you put a motherfucker that stole a glass of milk next to the Joker cell? You know? It's like, damn now. Come on now. I mean, look at this dude. Joker... That niggas need to be heavily scared. Like, how come they keep releasing that nigga is what I want to know.
They need to lobotomize him to be right.
Like, Penguin and all them, I can understand. They look like they can reform. But this nigga over here is constantly laughing and shit like this. Like, what in your right mind do you say release him? He's almost a recovery.
I just think he must escape. It's like the worst prison facility on the fucking planet.
He should team up with Rocket Raccoon then so he can help him free from him.
Now, that would be that would be an awesome combination.
Oh my god.
Rocket and the Joker.
Goodness.
He's talking shit to the Joker, talking about, I can break out of this prison for you. Yeah. he's going to be like, I need that guy's eyeball first, though. not that way, though, Joker. He takes a spoon and scoop it out like what's her name did in Gotham.
Oh, why'd you have to bring that shit?
Because with Joker, I believe he could scoop a motherfucking eyeball out.
And you see that shit came back?
What do you mean came back?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the right answer.
I don't know what you're talking about. We don't watch that shit no more here. We relive battle scars from when we used to watch. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That is it. It's right in.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, to go on that trailer, that's the one thing I can say about that Dawn of Justice trailer. It can't get worse than Gotham. So
give it time. It could always get worse.
It'll give it time. That's it. No.
I don't think a movie can ever go back to Batman for... Oh, wait, never mind. I made Spider-Man 2. Okay, well, we'll move on here. take that back now. Dude, we got a Penguin. We'll go along voices, whatever. So, Cody, what were your thoughts on the movie, man? You got this great director here. This director, you know, we always get these directors. Kurt Gaeta, they always make some shit, but this guy only has one piece of shit on his track record, and well, the rest of them, I guess it's up for your merits, but he's worked on some pretty good stuff. Batman the Animated Series, X-Men Animated Series, Mask of the Phantasm, What else did he did? I think he did some Superman shows, episodes, Batman, X-Men Evolution, Batman Beyond Return of the Joker, Batman Beyond itself. His only piece of shit that he directed was Beware the Batman.
Okay.
So oh, yeah, I just saw that. Oh, poor bastard.
Yeah, and he did all 8 episodes, too, so, wow. That show got 8 episodes? I thought it only had 2.
Was he the director of Return of the Joker? He was, too. Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Shit. What the fuck? What the
he
fuck?
Had the best track record so far of all these movies we've done.
That's yeah, I was going to say, he's actually done some good shit.
Yeah, and he did Scooby-Doo, of course, because you can't do a DC movie without Scooby-Doo attached.
Oh, and he storyboard Mask of the Phantasm. Oh, my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's worked on a lot of the storyboard works. The directing, he's got a better track record than most recently. So, Cody, what were your thoughts when we were watching this movie?
This is actually my first time watching it.
Oh, really?
I thought it was, yeah. I'd never seen it before.
Oh, okay.
Never seen it. Yeah. I thought it, overall to me it felt like a lesser episode of the animated series. And it doesn't mean it was like bad or anything, but I don't know, just certain spots where it didn't have like that finesse that the animated series has. Like I enjoyed the mystery, but how exactly it unraveled in the presentation I wasn't quite on board with, and some of the animation was off. Like you mentioned Penguin. Like I thought he was written well. I like his voice work, but someone's off. Like, what the hell is going on with this?
You're right too about how that mystery revealing shit. It seems like once it got to like the last 30 minutes, they just said it just wrapped this shit up.
It almost just felt a bit too predictable for me. And the action sequences were cool, but they didn't like blow my mind like something like let's say Return of the Joker or even Mask of the Phantasm. There was, like, no defining moment in this movie where I was like, yep, this is an awesome Batman film. It's, like, what represents a character. Like, I didn't get any of that in this film.
Would you guys say that the tone was... Because I remember I told you guys I was rewatching the animated series because they put it on Amazon Prime, whatever, and I was telling Cody, man, every fucking episode was damn near just fucking brilliant. You think the tone in this movie was off a little bit at some points?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, because they had little moments, like the little cutesy moments, like we mentioned before with Bruce Wayne when he was talking to Barbara in the car.
Yeah.
I was like, it's kind of, I don't know. It doesn't quite suit me too well, but I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
It seemed like they weren't sure if they wanted to make it darker than what it was meant to be, or make it like a lighthearted kind of, you know, episode.
And, you know, it was funny, too, because they brought that up, like I said, they brought that up in the animated series, but it was never as, like, potent to the screen like it was in that scene right there, whatever. It was just like, wow, they really went for a comedic route right there, which it worked, and yet it didn't work, because it was like, it just doesn't fit this, especially if it's a tie-in with the animated series itself.
Yeah.
This is something that definitely should have been way past when the animated series was done and shit like that. Wayne, what about you, man? What's your thoughts on this?
Well, one thing I love is her fucking two henchmen that always followed her around. That motherfucker kept his sunglasses on in every single shot, even if it was nighttime. He had fucking sunglasses on.
I will say this, though. You're right about that. That henchman that walked in on Batman.
I love that suit.
That shit was hilarious. Yeah. I laughed.
That was pretty fucking funny.
People, Batman blacked his eye out early in the film. And there's a scene where Batman broke into that girl's room to look and shit. And that dude opened the door and he saw Batman. Batman lowered those eyes and looked at him. That dude looked at him and said, just closed the door and walked away. And they was like, what's wrong? He's like, I ain't seen nothing.
But that's the time he should have just taken a photo of Batman. He's fucked. He's just broken to an underage girl looking in her fucking closet and shit. Batman's going to get arrested for fucking pedophilia.
I fucking kill for the day they do that in a movie, though, when one of these villains walk up on Batman. A live-action movie, one of these villains walk and just look at him, and they just turn around and say, fuck that, you know? Because that shit, that was, I ain't going to lie, that was my favorite part of the movie, to be honest. Was that scene right there. Only thing that was missing is they should have took it from the original animated series and lowered the eyes and darkened the screen. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit looked like a... Because I liked how Batman just stepped back. Because usually Batman, he'll move out the way when he hears the
door. Motherfucker didn't even move.
I fucking stood there and looked at him and was like, I fucking dare you to do something else. It was kind of like what Cody said earlier today when we recorded. He was like, that's that arrogant Batman right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I fucking said, I dare you to do something. I dare you. What a bastard.
Fits right in.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I would have done the same shit, though. I'd open that door and been like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, what is he gonna do? He knows Batman's gonna beat shit out of him. What chance? Is, like, he might as well just fucking shut the door and walk off.
Yeah, because you remember earlier, he had a gun on Batman, and somehow Batman managed to throw his ass through a door and shot
Even that shot was great when he's trying to listen in on that conversation. That both of them turn up behind him, and the next shot was just them flying through this fucking glass door.
Did you guys find that to be sloppy on Batman's part, too, that he actually just went to the front door of that shit? And
Yeah, that was like a rookie mistake.
Yeah, now granted, he handled himself well, but at the same time, I was like... That's not the Batman from the animated series I know.
No, nah, he's a much better tactician than that. That's
and then when he gets caught, dude just tells him, that's when that black dude got ghetto again. Get out of here! Just get out of here! My house, my rules, or whatever. Just you go! You don't come here! And I was just like, okay, nigga, tone it down. I said, I gotta get out of here for this nigga to get ghetto.
He's just very upset. He's had a bad day, so he's taken out on Batman. He's broken into his house. Can't blame for that
shit. He technically didn't go in the house yet, though. He's just on the front door.
Same thing. Well, what did you guys think of Bane?
Oh, God. He was just fucking Iron Man. Fucking waste. God damn it.
Muchacho.
Oh, God. I forgot. He did say that. Damn.
He said a lot of... That's all he kept. He had Spanish phrases throughout the whole movie. I was like, okay, you can shut the fuck up, man.
I love that shit. That shit's hilarious.
Yeah, his band is pretty bad.
I was just waiting for him to be having a siesta with a burrito, sombrero on and shit.
Yeah, I'm fucking say, nah, today, amigo. I was like, okay, what is he a
Yeah, man. Pouring that shit on so thick. I was like, dude, tone that down. Stop.
We all know Bane couldn't be a Mexican because he never would have escaped out of that hole. He'd be too busy fucking being lazy. Si, senor.
When you watch this fucking movie, you look at it and go like, why the fuck did they ever decide to make Bane Spanish or whatever? It's like, looking at this, I was like, this is terrible every time he says so. Because every line he opens up with, he ends it with some Mexican phrase or something like that. He just looks at it going like,
genius.
It doesn't even sound right coming from big ass.
Genius. It's not venom. He pumps burrito sauce into his fucking blood.
Oh, damn. Jesus Christ.
Is it red or orange? What color is it?
It's a bit of both. That's why it changes color.
Both? Okay. There's no rope that I can't break, muchacho.
I love that shit.
What the fuck?
Genius.
He was 2 seconds away from pressing a button on his chest and going, bang. What's the next word for Bane, Coach?
All he needed was a pet chihuahua to be patting and
stuff. Hell if I know. I thought you were going to say he was 2 seconds away from joining Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Actually, I wasn't going to say that.
That'd be awesome.
Like, this nigga got a limo ride to a club. He's just like, let's carry on, amigo. Like, okay, nigga. Who are you supposed to be? Tuco from Breaking Bad?
He'd be good. Tuco version of Bane. That'd be fucking nuts.
Oh, dude. Oh, God. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, he's already in here. You just got to listen to him harder. What'd you think of him, Wayne?
I love the idea of a Mexican Bane. It's just awesome. It makes
he's
no
always
sense.
Mexican, though.
No, but the way, like, I mean, Tom Hardy clearly did not play it as a fucking Mexican.
Well, obviously, that wasn't a South American Bane.
Yeah, exactly. So. But and neither was Joel Schumacher's either.
God, that shit wasn't even. That shit wasn't even Bane. Right. You're a fucking retarded idiot.
So do you think that filmmakers think Bane is a joke? I mean, watching this now, I'm kind of looking at it like, yeah, I guess I can see why Christopher Nolan probably just had his ass killed off so unceremoniously.
I think they didn't know how to handle him. I really don't think they know how to handle it. The animated series usually did, and the Arkham games are pretty decent with it, but most of the time they don't know how to fucking handle the character.
Mm-hmm. How about, say, even in the Arkham games, he kind of just some big-ass pumped-up brute and shit like
that. Yeah, he didn't give me anything to work with until Origins came out.
So. Yeah, I was going to say. So, how about to say, because if I'm not mistaken, in City, he was just some big-ass motherfucker you had to take down, right? Like you said, I think the only time we've seen him on screen good is in the anime series. Because watching a lot of this shit now, I'm starting to see why directors kind of just put him in live action movies and say, oh, he's just some brute joke or something like that. They saw shit like this and went, I don't know why people had a problem with that.
I also like the fact he's so strong he can actually climb up a boat with his bare hands. That shit
shit, dude? That shit blew my mind when I saw him doing that too. I was like, damn, this nigga just pumped up venom, whatever, and shit. And then did you see him fall in that fire too? Like he was a John Travolta in The Punisher.
Oh, God.
When he set his ass on fire. Which, by the way, Wayne, I rewatched that scene or whatever. That scene is awesome as fuck. When that trunk fell on his ass. Oh, that shit was hilarious.
Oh, we must review The Punisher.
Oh, yes. We got to talk about, you know, every Punisher is a gem in its own rights.
Indeed. Yeah, the Dolph Lundgren one. Yeah.
Oh, shit. All of it. Warzone killed it, though.
We got to have Punisher Month, man. Fuck it.
Punisher Month.
Yes, yes. Oh, hey, you know what? Month of May. Punisher Month.
Punisher Month. Let's do it.
Damn it. So that means it has to be one animated film and then the three live actions.
He had an animated film?
Yes.
Did he?
I'm sure there is. There's a Punisher animated one.
I know he was in a lot of featured ones or whatever and shit. I didn't know he had his own, though.
I'm sure there is.
Okay, well, hey, Wayne, you find it. Hey, I'll watch it. Hey, as long as it's violent like Warzone and shit, yeah, shit.
Oh, I don't think it'd be as violent as that.
Oh, okay. Oh, then never mind then. I don't got time for that shit then, Wayne. That's just silly then, if he's not as violent as that then. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just trying to... there is a fucking film. What the fuck was it?
Oh, okay. Well, hey, if you can find it, we will watch it then. Because, hey, I can't get enough of The Punisher now.
I've never fucking seen it. I mean, this shit was old school too. So. Well, not old school, but old for your fucking ass.
I was about to say, is it really that? Oh, you're not talking about back in like the original animated Spider-Man days, are you?
No, not that far back.
Oh, so it's sooner than that? What, 2000s?
Good, yeah, it would have been around. I'm sure. What the fuck was it?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I imagined this shit.
You know, you saw Warzone and just pictured it animated. That's what it was. There you go. Yeah.
I think that was one of those fucking stupid films where he's in it for a bit and they had him on the fucking cover or some shit.
Yeah. So, what did you guys think of Robin for the little time he was in?
I thought he was effective. I thought he was used quite well.
I liked his little, even though they're like really small and in the background, I liked his little training stuff he was doing. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool.
But that was it. That was a new one coming out. Avengers Confidential, Black Widow and Punisher.
Yeah, that was a new one that came out.
Well, there you
that
go.
That wasn't a standalone, though. He was teamed up with shit.
Oh, well, it's the same shit.
That one just came out last year, too.
Well, like, ages ago.
Damn, Wayne.
I told you, that award's gone to my head, man. It's fucked me up.
You had me thinking, like, that shit came out, like, back in 2000 or 99 or some shit. Like, that motherfucker, this shit just came out, man.
Long time ago, man.
God damn, Wayne.
I told you, I got a headache. My head's all fucked up.
You got to stop sniffing that award at night, man.
Oh, yeah. Hugging it and holding onto it.
Getting all excited and shit. Wayne, where would you put this on your Batman movies?
Oh, shit. I think I liked it a bit more than you guys, but I don't know. I think I liked it because of the fact you do see a bit more of Bruce Wayne, rather than always Batman, you know, doing the same shit over and over again. I kind of like the fact you see a bit more human side of Bruce Wayne through it, but... Yeah, it's definitely not the best. I mean, fuck, it's no Mask of the Phantasm or anything like that.
Hell
but
no.
I'd probably put a middle. Oh, God, hell no. That's just something.
No.
Like that Cody just summed it up perfectly. I have at least middle range. I don't think it's definitely not horrible, but it's certainly no fucking masterpiece, that's for sure.
I don't know, Wayne. I think we all in the same agreement. You say you liked it more than we did or whatever. I think
I love that song, man.
I could watch it again, let's say that, if it came on or whatever. It's not something I'd rush out to go out my way or whatever and shit, but I didn't find it to be bad. I just found it to be some of the parts were a little bit jarring or whatever, but nothing terrible to where it made me flash away or I was like, I can't watch this or something. Some of the shit, actually, you know, you bring up the Bruce Wayne part or whatever. You know, a lot of these movies we watched, even the live action one where they show more Bruce Wayne than Batman, we kind of find out that Bruce Wayne's almost a better character than Batman.
He's a pimp.
Yeah, I mean, even in Batman Begins, Cody knows I actually like Bruce Wayne's part a little bit more than Batman.
Hell yeah.
And Dark Knight Rises.
That count, man. there was no Bruce Wayne in that. What are you talking about?
But even then, I agree because he was pretty much just Batman without the mask on.
Yeah, because that motherfucker was spending most of the movie in some little hole in the ground where that was called the Lazarus Pit. So, yeah, And if he wasn't doing that, he was putting on leg braces to break walls and shit.
Oh, so, yeah, that's plausible.
Oh, yeah, especially when, you know, you ain't got no tissue in the leg and stuff like that. Hey.
Cartilage, no nothing.
I like how that animated The Dark Knight Returns Part 1 came out like a month later after that. I was like, damn, this animated one made more sense than that one did.
Seriously.
How the fuck did that happen? Shit. I was like, damn, it's a scene for scene in here, right from that. I was like, damn, it looks much better than that shit.
You should adapt it from the 80s. You know, tell me this makes more sense. Okay.
How about you, Cody? Where do you stand at on this movie? Where does it holds out?
I don't know, man. It is definitely one of the lesser films with starring Batman. I guess, no, it's not really starring Batman. It's really based around Batwoman when you think about it. Because, while Batman, Batgirl, and Robin, they're in it, they're really not at the forefront. It's really this whole mystery about Batwoman. So, and I mean, it's semi-interesting, but I don't think it's enough to carry a feature-length film. Mm-hmm. So that's my biggest beef with it. So, I mean, in the whole grand scheme of things, as far as like Batman animated films goes, it would probably be in the lower half, I would say.
Do you think that if this would have been longer, it could have been better? Because it was only an hour and 14 minutes, and ending, they looked like they just rushed that shit like hell.
It's possible. I mean, I don't think it's like I said before, I don't think there needed to be a movie. I think it should have been a couple episodes, and that would have been fine with me.
What about you, Wayne?
Look, they even say what I feel about this fucking thing is just confusing because of the fact that there are parts of it I love, parts of it I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, look, overall, as I said, look, it's probably one... the reason I actually picked it is because I actually had forgotten about it. And I had seen it...
I was going to ask you, why did you pick it?
Yeah, because I had actually seen it multiple times, but it's one of those ones that I always forget. Like, I don't have to watch, Return of the Joker. But if we said, we're going to review that again or whatever, I don't need to watch it because I remember it fucking scene for scene, pretty much. Yeah, but this is one of those ones that I'm like, I remember, even then, I was like, who was Batwoman? And I realized when I was rewatching, I'm like, oh yeah, it's the three bitches. But like, I couldn't actually remember who the actual mystery of the Batwoman was, even just by like, if we were talking about it, I'd be like, yeah, I couldn't fucking. I would have picked it to be Decay's daughter again. But then rewatching it, I'm like, oh yeah, it's. So it's just one of those ones that its crime is being forgettable. It is definitely an episode of like season four of the animated series, just extended. And it was, just done. I didn't hate it. It's just forgettable. And look, the actors, all the actors did their parts role. Even Idris Elba played it brilliantly.
I don't know. that dude was the worst one in here.
Oh no, he was. He was really overdoing it.
that dude was terrible, man. He was 2 seconds from Shaq and Steel or something like that. I mean, that dude was pretty fucking horrible. I ain't gonna lie. I'm trying to think of an actor who I've seen that was just like him, and I know I've seen it before. I just can't think of who it is and shit. That guy was terrible.
I like the fact too. You actually thought he was gonna leave his daughter to die in this. I was like, yep, typical.
You know why I wasn't going to allow that? It's because when Penguin put a fucking umbrella in front of her, he was trying to save her and shit like this. I was just like, that wouldn't make any damn sense then as why he would throw himself in harm's way at that point, but now not save her. I'm with you, Wayne. Yeah. Completely agree. I've seen this movie multiple times, and it was one of those things where I was like, I probably don't even have to rewatch it, because once Cody and Wayne start talking about it, I could probably just remember it. But as I was rewatching it, I didn't remember a lot of the parts in here. The main parts I do remember was that ending and the whole mystery of the Batwoman itself and stuff, which I found to be interesting at first, the whole concept of Batman not being able to figure out who's who and shit. It kind of got just muddled a little bit towards the middle to where it just seemed like they just said, okay, just wrap this shit up so we can, Batman can figure this out. It was less detective work and more of just like, okay, I found this and that or whatever, and I'm just going to walk around and tell people. Batman did more walking than anything else in this film and just appearing out of shadows and shit like that or whatever. And then, like you said, Cody, it's more of a Batwoman because even at the end of the movie, she saves him while he's hanging on the back of a glider. Like a little bitch, like Robin or something like that. And I thought that was a little weird. I was like, damn, Robin's even driving now? I was just like, wow, okay, man, Batman, you lost your standards. And then there was that point where that black man was about to beat his daughter. I was just like, oh, child abuse.
Yeah, but he didn't. He held back.
He held back. So we got pedophilia in here and child abuse. Wow, man.
Especially that shot where they're getting out of the pool in the bikini. Like, Taylor zooms in on her ass and shit. Like,
and Michael Bay directed that
part. I was going to say, that's a Michael Bay scene.
Yeah, shit. I ain't going to lie. That animated ass looked good.
Damn you.
I know I'm not the only one checking out these hot ass anime girls. Come on. Come on, Cody, back me up here.
Hey, if she was real, then yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't be fucking hesitating. But the fact is, she's not, so...
That was the animated Halle Berry right there.
You can't put your dick into an animation cell, okay?
I don't know. You can think about it, though.
Yeah, if you want, we'll find a way. Don't test him.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can find a way. I got some cells.
See, this is why you need the Riddler's invention from Batman Forever, where it puts you into the TV program. Then you could fuck it.
Is that what that thing was supposed to do?
It did. It was like reality TV bullshit and make the TV.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I've seen that movie multiple times, and I still couldn't figure out what the fuck.
Because that is still the worst Batman. Shit's fucking horrible.
I've watched that movie plenty of times just to figure out what the fuck that thing does. And for some reason, it always just gets wah-wah-wah-wah whenever he describes it to me. I just look at it and go, what the fuck is that stupid thing?
He even says it. My invention beams any TV signal into the human brain. And then later on, you see a dog watching it, so his invention fucking doesn't make sense.
That's his plan? Seriously?
Yeah, because then he wants to steal, like, credit card codes and bank details and shit like that.
Oh my god, we based a whole fucking movie, superhero movie, around a motherfucker that just want to get bank cards. That nigga's the worst villain ever. Goddamn. Wow. That whole movie revolves around this nigga trying to get bank cards.
That's our Riddler, folks.
You got to be fucking kidding me. Good lord. You know what? That Riddler from Gotham ain't sounding too bad now.
Hey, I'll agree. Jim Carrey's Riddler is still the worst.
Fuck, dude. That was his plan. Are you serious?
Yes.
God damn. Fuck.
And then he just happens to stumble across because he wanted to see what's in Bruce Wayne's mind. Oh, wait, it's Batman. Oh, shit. And even they're not even that surprised when they see it. Which I'm like, what?
And this stupid fucking Batman here, he talking about, well, we have all his riddles. This stands for Edward Nigma. Who the fuck cares what his identity is? You just know where he got a big ass question mark in the sky. Go stop him. Fucking wasting time talking about who is the Riddler or whatever. It's like he has two little gay masks on his eyes.
I was going to say, if Batman can't work it out by just looking at his face, you suck.
Now, Kim, are you the worst Batman ever? Horrible. I'd rather get this black nigga in this movie or play Batman. That dude's terrible.
Yeah, get the big lip guy from the Dread. He'd be perfect. See these big lips sticking out of the mouth hole thing.
Mama Clan. Final thoughts.
It'll be the only anorexic. It'll be the only anorexic Batman you'll ever see. That guy was skinny as shit.
Oh, they should get the RZA to be Batman.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, the way DC going with this Fast and Furious, getting Chris to play Batman.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, fuck that.
That little short ass put the cape on.
Fuck that. Bow Wow will be better.
Hey, Furious 7, he did some Batman moves. Wayne.
He did.
Yeah, whatever.
Apparently, he's in a martial arts film, too.
Yeah, whatever.
I gotta find this movie. All I got to say is fuck all these superhero films, fuck them all. The only one I need to see in my life is Nicolas Cage's Superman movie. I have to see that.
We're gonna make that happen, man. I don't give a fuck what we need to do. We're gonna make that shit happen.
Wayne, I was telling Cody, they took all the time to make this documentary of how they made his suit and shit. They must have filmed something with him in that suit. There's got to be a scene or something.
It's on the documentary thing, I'm sure. That don't they show him actually in the costume?
Yeah, the costume, they show you like how they made it and put him in it and everything, and how they gave him the long hair wig and shit like that or whatever. They had to have filmed something. They didn't spend all that money and time putting that costume together without filming something.
Well, sure, they would have done a screen test for that motherfucker. There's no way you would give him a role of Superman. How the fuck does Nicolas Cage, you think, Superman, Nicolas Cage, yeah, that fits.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd kill to see that.
Oh, so would I, but it'd be fucking stupid.
I want to see that. I want to see that more than Civil War, Apocalypse, and Batman vs. Superman put together. I want to see Nicolas Cage's Superman. If someone could find that and send that to me, I would be forever in your debt.
Have you heard the story about all that shit where whoever it was said they have to have a giant spider in it or some shit? Have you heard about that story?
Oh, yeah.
About Superman finding a giant spider. One of the guys The producer said, you got to have him fight a giant spider.
I remember
and they put that shit in Wild Wild West.
He's able to take his S off and throw it at the spider, too.
No, they put that shit in Wild Wild West. That's seriously why that scene with the fucking big spider was in Wild Wild West. Was for that fucking
one. Oh, yeah, because that was a Warner Brothers film, too.
That was whoever that guy was, the producer or some shit like that, that's the reason it was in it. Nothing to do with the fucking story. They just want Superman to fight a giant fucking spider.
Wayne, you seem to know a lot about this story. Have you seen that Nicolas Cage Superman?
No, I wish I did. I've seen it in my mind many times when I go to sleep.
Oh, okay.
I wake up screaming.
Oh, man, I would kill to see that over any superhero movie coming out. Don't care what it is. I'll see that Superman movie. Cody, though, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I thought this was just a middle-of-the-road animated film, especially for a Batman animated film. I come to expect more from these animated films featuring Batman. It's not live up to high expectations, as we should have for every Batman animated film. Come on. Because it's a fucking Batman animated film. I've got to say that. These are some of the best forms of comic book entertainment on the planet. And this didn't make the cut at all. So I'm quite disappointed with that. Like I said before, this whole mystery with the Batwoman thing, it was somewhat interesting, but not enough for a 75-minute film. I just couldn't cut it for me. It should have just been devolved to two or three episodes for an animated series. Let me find that. Like I said, at the end of the day, the stakes just aren't high enough to justify this being a film. I didn't feel any dread or any fear or nothing. I got nothing from that.
I agree.
Like I said, the voice acting overall is fine, except for Idris Elba has what I would call him. He was the only one that annoyed me. Like you say, he was turning like two pro-black at points. I was like, okay, so calm that shit down, dude. What are you doing?
I don't think I've ever seen that in an animated film, either.
not really.
I'm trying to think back now. Have you ever seen that with any of the black characters in these shits?
Not really. I'm trying to think. No.
Okay. Who the fuck was this, man?
Actually, they were fine. Nothing stood out too much. They were suitable. They were, like I said, they were fine. Yeah, that's pretty much all I need to say about it. It was there. I saw it. I have no interest in watching it. So I just ended up at a stream it. So there you go.
Okay. How about you, Wayne?
Totally agree with Cody. Actually, pretty much word for word. But I said, I think I enjoyed it a little bit more than you. But yeah, as I said, the one thing is, it's just forgettable. It really is forgettable. I know I'll fucking not see this for another, 2 years or so and then completely forget everything that fucking happens in it. And that's just the biggest crime of it. But yeah, look, I think I've said everything that needs to be said. This is definitely a streamant, not a high streamant, just a middle of the range streamant. Definitely.
Okay. Once again, I'm right there with you guys too as well. I didn't think it was bad terribly, but there was, like I said, there was a lot of parts, cause you can't help but look at the animated series when this came, cause obviously it's based off the animated series, and, it came out around the time when the animated series was kind of wrapping itself up, at least with the new, animation style that they had. And, I personally, rewatching the animated series, I was like, wow, this is actually pretty bad compared to the series. I didn't mind it as much. Nothing really pissed me off in there besides that black guy, Idris Elba, Wayne likes to call him.
Oh, what about that song,
just the
man.
Scenes he were in. But like Cody said, there really wasn't no stakes in this movie. I never really, I love the song was cool at the ice, the club, but when they played that shit again, that shit was just weird. I was just like, that does not fit. Like they made that shit look like it was the Love Boat or something.
Perfect.
And I was not feeling that at all, actually. So, I'm somewhere just I'm just a regular streamer. So yeah. And I sent you guys a great link too that you'll probably be excited about. So
right on.
Yeah, you check that out. You probably love it though. But
I love this.
What is this? What is your problem?
What is this film, though? Seriously.
Oh, people.
It's not like a sucker punch, man. Fuck you. Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Cody said, I don't know what it is, but it's going to be Cody's most hated movie of the summer, apparently, according to the Spoiling Bastards. So, people, that's been another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. It is Cody's turn next time. And Cody, what is your Marvel or DC animated film you chose to pick?
Marvel or DC animated film? Ooh, I'm trying to decide. I haven't picked one yet.
Alrighty then. Or is it my turn? I don't remember.
I really don't know.
Your last pick was Iron Man Techno Horror or whatever it was.
Oh yeah, that's right. We watched Techno Horror. Never mind. So yeah, it is Cody's turn then. Cody, you don't know yet?
I don't know yet. Sorry. I know. I'm a professional bastard than I am.
No, that's all right. We come up on this shit on the spot anyway. We don't plan the movies we pick. I mean, I do. I got it written on a board right there, but, you know, hey, I got to cross the motherfuckers out every time one of you motherfuckers pill it, pick it. So, you know. But, God damn it, Wayne.
the thing is, we're going to be running. We are going to run out of Marvel and DC movies sooner or later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's inevitable, but I looked at the list. We got a lot to go. I mean, at least enough to last us throughout the year. So,
cool.
Okay, I think I got a fun little pick right here. Oh, I don't know, it's sort of a double feature, if you will. I don't know. I think we do a one review because it's pretty much short. Hulk versus. How about that?
Oh, Hulk versus Wolverine and Thor. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't seen them. So I'm all good.
Okay. I don't know why Wolverine was in that motherfucker, but you know.
Something a little different.
Okay, yeah, it is kind of different. A little, okay, dope, okay, all right. You know what? Then when my pick comes around, I'll meet you, your double feature with a double feature of my own then.
Ooh. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I have a double feature then for you guys. It's called Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. No, I'm just playing. I can hear Wayne going in the back, fuck you.
I haven't seen it. I'm all for watching that. I've never seen that shit.
You've never seen them?
Let's do this shit.
Oh,
you haven't seen them. Oh, shit.
Well, then I know what one of Cody's next pick for the other spoiling at the movies we do coming in. Yeah, wow.
Shit.
Can't wait.
Seen them. Wow. Cody, I don't know which one to pick for him now.
I know which one to pick.
Shit, I said we go back to back on him.
I've seen the first one, but can't remember a fucking thing of it.
Okay, well then we know to give you the second one now then. All right then. I'm saying fuck. Wow, that's going to be awesome now. Cannot wait. I don't have to rewatch that shit. I know what happens, but...
No, you're going to rewatch it.
Oh, the hell.
No, we all going to suffer. Fuck that.
Shit. Well, people, that's been another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. I am your host, the Phenomenal One.
I am Cody.
And I am the most caring and kindest, passionate person you'll ever meet, Wayne.
Look at that. Sweet old Wayne.
People, send him love, hugs, and kisses through his Facebook page or whatever, by the way, you can't find him on Facebook. Just type in Wayne Smell, the most commonest, calm guy you'll ever meet, and you know the most common guy you'll ever meet, because you know why? He's passionate and sweet and nice like that. So yeah. Well, we out of here. Later, bastards.
See ya, fuckwit.
Aw, Wayne.
Later, you beautiful bastards. You.
For years, the people of Gotham City have asked, "Who is he?" This fall, they'll be asking, who is she? Batman, The Mystery of the Batwoman. Coming fall 2003, only on DVD and video.